You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and as we enter the month of May, it's time for another almanac. So, where does May get its name? It is likely after the Roman goddess Maia, who oversaw the growth of plants. Alternatively, the name might have come from the Latin maiores, meaning elders. The flower moon of this month gets its name from all of the spring flowers that Native Americans would observe at this time. And the 31st of May brings a blue moon, a rare second full moon in a month, giving rise to the phrase once in a blue moon. This happens roughly every 2 to 3 years, because the lunar phase cycle is only 29 and a half days. Unfortunately, the moon won't actually turn blue. What else is happening in the month of May? Well, the first is May Day. May festivities were first recorded in ancient Roman times. The Floralia, or the Festival of the Flora, took place sometime between the 28th of April and the 3rd of May in honour of the goddess of flowers, fertility and spring. It involved athletic games and theatrical performances. The 1st of May is also halfway between the vernal equinox on the 20th of March and the summer solstice on the 21st of June, so it's a great day to celebrate spring. May Day, as it is today, began as a day of feasting and dancing in towns and villages across the British Isles from the medieval period. Traditionally, chimney sweeps would wear gaudy clothes and make mischief on the streets to try and earn coins. Milkmaids would also dance for coins while balancing towers of borrowed silverware on their heads. Today, a May Queen may still be crowned. Traditionally, the May Queen would wear a white gown and had the responsibility of starting the May Day celebrations. A May Queen and the King of May, or Green Man, may also be chosen. The May Queen traditionally wears white and begins May Day celebrations with a speech or a dance. She might even wear a crown of flowers around her head. The King of May, or the Green Man, is chosen to accompany her, dressed in green to symbolise the springtime. People may even gather to dance around a maypole. Another event in May is International Dawn Chorus Day. The Dawn Chorus is a symphony of song performed by birds looking for mates and trying to defend their patch. Some species sing throughout the day, but at dawn, as the morning light begins to break, many different birds join together to perform in a spectacular display. On Sunday the 3rd, birds will sing in gardens, parks, hedges and woods to marshes and even mountaintops. If you live near trees, you can open your bedroom window, but for the full effects, to get the most out of the day, you could head to a wooded area or park with mature trees. The Dawn Chorus is at its peak just before and just after sunrise, so depending on where you are in the UK, it could be an early or even earlier start. The RSPB recommends you get up around 5 a.m. to enjoy it, as at 6:30 a.m. the song will have already peaked. But don't worry, there will still be plenty of birds singing a bit later in the morning if you want a few more minutes in bed. Alongside beautiful bird song, there is plenty of delicious seasonal veg for you to enjoy this month. Asparagus, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, cucumber, peas and more will be in plentiful supply. Staying on the ground, badgers will also become more present over the next few months, as the arrival of cubs means more badger activity outside of their sets. And as the days are shorter, they're more likely to be seen foraging for their dinner in the daylight. Around 4 to 8 badgers can live together in a network of twisting tunnels and hollows, where nesting chambers are lined with bedding material to keep young cubs warm. These communal breeding and sleeping spaces are often passed down through generations, with some badger sets thought to be over 100 years old. Orchids will also pop up from the soil in meadows, creating a kaleidoscope of colours. Their fragrances attract bees, but they need more than pollen to be happy. Orchids are highly specialised plants, uniquely adapted to their habitats. They're dependent on the presence of particular fungi in the soil, which are essential for the seeds to be able to germinate. As a result, many UK orchids are quite rare. In May, early purple orchids can be found in old woodlands and grasslands. As the weather warms up towards summer, the common spotted orchid may even be spotted on road verges. And if you are missing the bird calls in this month's almanac, then stay tuned on RNIB Connect Radio to hear more about the birds you can appreciate this month and how to get the most out of the International Dawn Chorus Day. As always, you can learn more about the month's natural highlights on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk, and stay tuned for some beautiful birdsong.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.